Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got an interesting lineup today. I'm going to be doing some news analysis for approximately 1 hour. Father John Martinez will join us for hour two. And then Mark Lynn has asked me to do him a favor, and I'm more than happy to do it because this gentleman has been a guest on this show before. Joe Cortina is going to join me at hour three to discuss some very important issues of the day as it pertains to both Israel and the Middle East. We noticed today that there is a very, very interesting development that has taken place at AlJazeera.info. The editor of that very fine publication, Hassan El Najjar, informs me that they have publicized our No More Wars for Israel conference, that it's coming up October the 12th through the 14th. I'll say more about this shortly. But suffice it to say that word is getting around about the conference already. Mark Glenn informed me last night that there are some additional people that have been signed up to be speakers at this conference, including Chuck Carlson, who was my guest yesterday on this show from WeHoldTheseTruths.org. I'm most thrilled to hear that Chuck is going to be a part of this gathering because I know he has some things coming up here in San Antonio on October the 14th. And yet, nonetheless, I think when you start talking about people who can address this whole question of Israel and Christian Zionism and where it's taking the country and the church, Chuck Carlson is right up there with all of the other fine people that are going to be at that gathering in Orange County, California. That, again, is October 12th through 14th. Mark Glenn is spearheading the preparation for that conference. I will be announcing, again, some of the particulars of this throughout the broadcast. He does have, as I understand it, a new website where people can go directly to that website to get information about the conference. And that website is as follows, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. As I read this URL, it does not look like you put the www in there. It looks like http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And of course, you can also go to AlJazeera.info this morning and see it on the front page. No More Wars for Israel Conference, Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. Dr. Hassan El Najjar sends me a note and says, "Dear Mark, tell all of the people who are participating in the conference that they are sowing the seeds of freedom." Sowing the seeds of freedom. Now, I found that to be a most interesting commentary coming to us from Hassan El Najjar today, because basically those who say that we should be supporting Israel insist that we are sowing the seeds of freedom by doing that. I happen, of course, to believe that that's nonsense, that we're sowing the seeds of freedom by opposing what they're doing in the Middle East and by opposing the character of what they're doing in this country as well. As Mark Glenn has pointed out from time to time, this whole business of the Israeli lobby and the Jewish lobby in the United States is far bigger than just the question of our support of Zionism in the Middle East. It is a seamless garment of various things that have happened to the United States politically and culturally in the last 50 years that we must also oppose, and Hassan El Najjar seems to understand that. And I'm sure does understand that, coming to us today from his post in Georgia, indicating that he is very much behind this conference and is lending his best wishes to it. So again, if you go to AlJazeera.info this morning, you will see that posted on the front page. It'll be very interesting to see how this conference plays in terms of attendance. I think we can anticipate that there will be a lot of folks connected with this as guests in the days ahead. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Alan Stang has some interesting comments at News with Views this morning. I wanted to cover those when we come back. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a number of things that we want to cover in the first hour of the show, and then Father John Martinez will join us in hour two. And then Joe Cortina will replace Mark Glenn this morning in hour three. Joe is going to be my guest a week or two ago in the show, and something developed that had us not doing a live broadcast that day. So he's back with us this morning. And that will give Mark Glenn presumably some time to do some other things related to 10,000 different items that are on Mark Glenn's plate, both in regard to the American Free Press as well as his spearheading effort in putting together this No More Wars for Israel conference that's being held Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. Again, AlJazeera.info has a front page post today on this conference. You can also see the conference advertised at this new blog that Mark Glenn has put up on this, which is at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. I'm going to mention again some of the particulars of what is said in this release because I think the conference is that important. On the weekend of October 12th through the 14th, Traditional Columbus Day weekend, says Mark Glenn, patriots from around the world will be gathering in Southern California to call for an end to the endless wars being waged and yet more planned, if the neocons get their way. Wars in the Middle East being planned and waged by the United States, sacrificing the lives of our sons and daughters all for the sake of a worthless, parasitic, and terrorist nation by the name of Israel, and at the behest of their powerful lobby here in D.C. Now is the time to stand up and let your voices be heard before our out-of-control president and the Israeli moles who encircle and advise him begin what very well may be World War III by attacking the peaceful nation of Iran, again for the sake of the cancer in the Middle East known as Israel. This one-of-a-kind and important conference will be held in Orange County, California, minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and 30 minutes from LAX. Friday evening, the 12th of October, a cocktail meet-and-greet party will kick off the weekend's events, which will include a banquet dinner on Saturday evening and breakfast Sunday morning. Confirmed speakers include Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, American Free Press correspondent, author, and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, author and American Free Press correspondent Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, Father Christopher Hunter, traditional Catholic priest, patriotic author, and longtime anti-Zionist activist. Vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr., survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty, Tito Howard, Professor Ray Goodwin, author and regular contributor to the Barnes Review, founder of We Hold These Truths and Straight Gate Ministry, Chuck Carlson, black nationalist leader, Dr. Robert Brock, longtime patriot, nationalist activist, and AFP correspondent, Ralph Forbes, John DeNugent, contributing editor for the Barnes Review, Margaret Huffstickler, contributing editor and translator for the Barnes Review, 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, who will discuss her ongoing lawsuit and the efforts of judicial criminals to silence her, European-American activist Stan Hess, Dedri Fields, South African pro-white activist, writer, and political analyst. Mark Glenn says that these are just a few of the weekend speakers. More will be announced in the weeks to come. Reserve your place now for this history-making conference and be among the number of your fellow patriots who are saying with one voice, no more wars for Israel. Hotel rooms are $109 a night, double occupancy allowed. Hotel registration for the conference, $150 per person, couples $195. Student discounts available. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Send checks for money orders to Mark Glenn at the following address, Box 27, Kerrywood, Idaho, Kerry with a C, Idaho, 83809. Or pay online by going to crescentandcross.com and scrolling down to the PayPal logo. Click and then follow directions from there. You can also visit www.nomorewarsforisrael.wordpress.com. You can also visit nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's the one that I'm reading from right now this morning on the air. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And again, you can send those checks and money orders to Mark Glenn at Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. That again is the No More Wars for Israel conference held this Columbus Day weekend in Southern California, on the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Folks, I can't emphasize strongly enough that I think we need to have as many people as possible in attendance at that conference. It's very, very encouraging to see the extent to which some of the folks that I had hoped would come to the conference have started signing up, including Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. That is an absolutely essential thing that Chuck be there, I think, because of his absolute significance to the movement of freedom generally, and to the movement that opposes the cancer of Christian Zionism specifically. number of other things we could talk about this morning. Pat Buchanan, of course, has had a very, very interesting post in the last couple of days, which I wanted to get to on the show today. And it's entitled, Can We Win the Ideological War? The Ideological War. It's in the October or in the August 27th American Conservative, where Pat says as follows, As during World War II, why the British continued to fight so ferociously, Churchill is said to have snorted, quote, If we stop, you'll find out, unquote. Buchanan continues by saying that the question arises in the war on terror. We know who the main enemy is, Al-Qaeda, the men in the movement responsible for 9/11. But what are they fighting for? What is their war all about? A year ago in Salt Lake City, says Pat Buchanan, President Bush, addressing the American Legion, sought to define the war from his perspective. Quote, The war we fight today is more than a military conflict. It is the decisive ideological struggle of the 21st century. On one side are those who believe in the values of freedom and moderation, the right of all people to speak and worship and live in liberty. And on the other side are those driven by the values of tyranny and extremism, the right of a self-appointed few to impose their fanatical views on all the rest, unquote. Certainly terrorists who massacre innocents are fanatics, says Pat Buchanan. Certainly the caliphate bin Laden's acolytes would establish would be tyrannical. But if the enemy were only a cabal of terrorists hell-bent on establishing a tyranny, they would not be on the verge of expelling us from Iraq and perhaps from Afghanistan. Why are we losing the war if President Bush has correctly defined the stakes in this ideological struggle? One reason is that the true goals of bin Laden, says Pat Buchanan, the insurgents in Iraq and the Taliban, are not so abstract as those of Mr. Bush. They are concrete, understandable, realizable, and appealing to millions. In his declaration of war in the United States, bin Laden listed three goals. Expel U.S. forces from the sacred soil of Saudi Arabia, stop the persecution of innocent Iraqis through U.S. UN sanctions, and end the Israeli repression and dispossession of the Palestinian people. Not only do these goals have broad appeal to Arab peoples, bin Laden has achieved victory in the first. After 9/11, U.S. forces were pulled out of Saudi Arabia at the request of the king. And while Bush calls this an ideological struggle, says Pat Buchanan, the enemy has allied itself with some very powerful ideas. As did Mao and Ho Chi Minh, our enemy has captured the flag of nationalism. We fight to get your troops off our land. We fight to get your hooks out of our government. Leave us to rule ourselves. More importantly, says Buchanan, our enemy has rooted his cause in a 1,400-year-old religion that has 1.2 billion adherents, has survived crusades, invasions, and occupations, and is growing again in militancy and converts. Our enemy, be it Shia or Sunni in Iraq or the Taliban in Afghanistan, claims to be fighting for a rule of law. Sharia, sanctioned by the Quran, and a form of government the Prophet mandates for Islamic peoples. And that is not some secular liberal do-your-own-thing democracy. As for the tactics the enemy uses, decent Muslims the world over are said to be growing increasingly disgusted with the slaughter by suicide bomber of men, women, and children. But these are not the tactics the French Maquis and Italian and Yugoslav partisans used on the Nazis and their collaborators. Are these not the tactics? Was this not the way Israelis expelled the British, the Algerians expelled the French, the Afghans expelled the Soviets, the ANC overthrew apartheid, and Hezbollah drove the IDF out of Lebanon? Clausewitz would understand. Terrorism is the extension of Islamist politics by other means. If we know what Al-Qaeda is fighting for, says Pat Buchanan, what exactly are we fighting for? Taking the president literally, we are fighting for the right of Islamic peoples, quote, to speak and worship and live in liberty, unquote. Here we come to our dilemma, says Buchanan. Devout Muslims in Islamic lands do not believe people should be free to blaspheme or insult the Prophet. They do not believe all religions are equal or should be treated equally. They do not believe Christians should be free to preach in their lands. The punishment for those who do, and for those who convert from Islam in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia as well as Iran, is death. Moreover, we'll be back This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll continue looking at Pat Buchanan's essay in the August 27th American Conservative when we come back. That essay is entitled, Can We Win the Ideological War? Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
House America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Taking a look at some news items this morning, and then Father Martinez will join me at 8 o'clock. And then Joe Cortina is going to come on at 9 o'clock and spend an hour with me talking about some news stories. And throughout the morning, we're going to be continuing to promote this No More Wars for Israel conference, which is coming up October the 12th through the 14th. Right near John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. And, of course, as I've already mentioned on the show, Dr. Hassan El-Najjar has been gracious enough to put the information about this conference on the front page of aljazeera.info. That is an American website, by the way. It is based right in this country, in the state of Georgia, I believe in Dalton, Georgia. So take a look at aljazeera.info this morning, or go to the blog that Mark Glenn has established to promote the conference. And that particular blog can be seen at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's going to be a very, very important conference. I hope that some of the speakers that we are still trying to attract to that conference will be able to clear their schedules and to spend some time there, as Chuck Carlson has done in the last 24 hours. I invited Chuck to consider being a part of this mix that's coming up in Los Angeles next month. And lo and behold, he shows up today as one of the people who, in fact, will speak. Chuck Carlson had a lot of important things to say yesterday at WeHoldTheseTruths.org, WHTT.org, and I'm very pleased that he's going to be a part of this gathering October the 12th through the 14th in Los Angeles, the so-called No More Wars for Israel conference. And, of course, Mark Glenn is the one who is really working to put this thing together in regard to collecting the money for it and dealing with the recruitment of speakers and creating an agenda for that weekend. It will be quite an event, and it's getting worldwide attention already. And I think that that's an important thing for people to see throughout the world, that patriotic Americans don't have to be on Mr. Bush's team when it comes to supporting this madness in the Middle East. Patriotic Americans who properly understand the Constitution and their own self-interest in regard to what the United States should and should not be involved with when it comes to both war and foreign policy are supporters of the No More Wars for Israel conference. They are not supporters of what Mr. Bush indicates is his version of a great struggle between freedom and tyranny. You're right, Mr. Bush, but the fact of the matter is that tyranny is on the side of those who involve themselves in foreign wars that are none of their particular country's business. Tyranny comes when we allow a foreign lobby to take over the media and the educational system and the governmental processes of our own land. And that's exactly what's happened here. And the people who have done that in the United States, are they from Al-Qaeda, or do they represent the Israeli lobby? Pat Buchanan's essay for the American conservative. Let's return to that this morning. He asks, can we win the ideological war? Buchanan observes that in every Middle Eastern country, Islamic parties have broadening support. In free elections in Egypt, Lebanon, Palestine, Iraq, and Iran, Islamists made gains or racked up victories. In Turkey, a moderate Islamic party just won national power. It is Western secularism that is in retreat. It is our friends in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, the Gulf states, and Israel who seem most apprehensive about any more elections among the Arab masses. The Islamists seem to welcome them and to succeed in them. Should U.S. soldiers die for democracy in the Islamic world, when democracy may produce victory for the political progeny of the Muslim Brotherhood, asks Pat Buchanan? Is that worth the lives of America's young? Very interesting question that he poses this morning, and he's obviously posing that question to Mr. Bush. We need to be watching this thing in the days ahead, because we're not simply talking about what's happening halfway around the world. I think that this war is causing us to take another look at our most fundamental presuppositions about what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about this country, what we believe about the political elite that controls us. It'll be most fascinating to see how this finally plays out in the days ahead. Interesting events in Moscow. I don't know if you've been following this or not. I presume that you have. But corporate media has been talking a little bit about this controversy that surrounds the death last October of Anna Politkovskaya. Politkovskaya, of course, was a very famous journalist who lost her life suddenly in her apartment in Moscow last October. She was shot to death. Who was and is behind that killing? We'll take a look at that when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're covering some interesting news items in the first hour of the show. Father Martinez will come aboard for hour two, and then Joe Cortina will come on for hour three to give Mark Glenn an opportunity to do some other things this morning, and also to feature Joe once again. He's been a guest on the show several times, and we were going to have him back a week or two ago. And something came up at the last minute, and we didn't happen to do a live show that day. And I wanted to bring Joe back into the mix for today. So that will be Joe Cortina with me from 9 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning Central Time. We've been talking a little bit, of course, about the No More Wars for Israel conference. That will be October the 12th to the 14th in Orange County, California. If you are interested in that conference, and I hope that you are, and if there is any way you can possibly attend, you can find all the information you need at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn, of course, also informs us that you can go, you can pay for the conference in one of a couple of ways. The hotel rooms are $109 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration for the conference is $150 per person, couples $195. Student discounts available. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. You can send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn at the following address: Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. Or you can pay online by going to Mark's website, www.crescentandcross.com. www.crescentandcross.com. Scroll down to the PayPal logo, click, and then follow directions from there. So those are just a couple of the ideas as to how you can directly become involved in this conference as one who listens to the very fine slate of speakers that are there. And as I have mentioned, just in the last 24 hours, there have been a couple of additional giants who have been recruited. USS Liberty survivor Tito Howard has been added. Professor Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review has been added. Dr. Robert Brock has been added, a black nationalist leader. And, of course, Chuck Carlson, the founder of We Hold These Truths and Straight Gate Ministries. He was on this show yesterday. You can find Chuck Carlson at WHTT.org. Very much aware of his activities on an ongoing basis, folks. If you have any interest at all in the freedom movement, you need to be aware of who Chuck Carlson is. And he'll be out there, along with this other incredible list of people, October the 12th through the 14th. That is the traditional Columbus Day weekend. A couple of other news items to look at. We were talking about, or getting ready to talk about just before the last break, this whole business of these murders that have been going on in Moscow. The murder of Anna Politkovskaya, which took place last October, is but one example. And, of course, there have been a lot of charges made and countercharges in regard to what the evidence points to and who the evidence points to. When we begin to analyze who's telling the truth, a little bit hard to get a grasp on this one, but I have my own feelings about it. But suffice it to say that the Kavkaz Center in Chechnya informs me today, of course, that they're watching what the Western media is saying on this particular subject. They have posted something, again, originally coming from a French source, and it's entitled, Russia Hints, Exile Linked to Murder. Moscow is pointing the finger at one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's biggest opponents over the murder of a leading journalist. Russian prosecutors hinted that exiled Russian tycoon Boris Berezovsky may be the mastermind of Anna Politkovskaya's murder. The Russian prosecutor general, Yuri Chaika, yesterday announced a breakthrough in the hunt for the killers of crusading journalist Politkovskaya, who is a prominent critic of Vladimir Putin. The announcement came 3 days before what would have been Politkovskaya's 49th birthday. She was shot dead in a hail of bullets in the lift of her Moscow apartment building last October. Chaika said at a press conference that 10 arrests had been made in the investigation, including the direct organizers, accomplices, and the assassin. Figures within the Russian Interior Ministry and Secret Services have been arrested as accomplices to the crime, but it was hinted that the mastermind of the murder was the disgraced oligarch living outside Russia. The person who ordered the crime, said Chaika, was living outside Russia and wanted to, quote, destabilize the situation in the country and return to the previous ruling system when money and oligarchs decided everything, unquote. This would suggest either the London-based Berezovsky or former Yukos CEO Leonid Nevluzin, currently living in Israel. The Kremlin and Russian authorities have long suggested that Berezovsky is behind the murder of both Politkovskaya and Alexander Litvinenko, the former KGB agent poisoned in London last November. Experts and former colleagues of the assassinated journalist expressed satisfaction that arrests had been made, but skepticism at Chaika's conclusions. Quote, "It's good that there has been progress in the case," unquote, said Igor Yavkovenko, the Secretary General of the Russian Union of Journalists. But he said there were several doubts about the allegations. Quote, "It's worrying that even before the investigation has been officially completed, they are pointing the finger at people abroad," unquote, he said. Dmitry Muratov, the editor of Novaya Gazeta, the opposition newspaper where Politkovskaya published her hard-hitting reports on Russian politics and the conflict in Chechnya, expressed similar doubts. Quote, "We have known about this for a while. We've worked together with their investigation, and we trust their professionalism," said Muratov. "But we're absolutely amazed that they have openly stated that they know who ordered the crime before the investigation has even been completed," unquote. Muratov confirmed that a security services official had been arrested and revealed that the FSB operative in question was a Moscow-based lieutenant colonel. Quote, "At this stage, I don't want to reveal any more," he said. "Let's wait first for the court case," unquote. Chaika, the Moscow prosecutor, said the killing was carried out by a Chechen criminal gang operating in Moscow that specializes in professional hits. He also linked the group to the killings of Andrei Kozlov, the corruption-fighting banker who was gunned down last year, and Forbes editor Paul Klebnikov, murdered in 2004. He refused to name the mastermind, but separately stated that Russia's long-standing efforts to have Boris Berezovsky brought before a Russian court could bear fruit soon if the former oligarch is extradited from Britain to Brazil, where he is wanted on charges of financial irregularity, and from there to Russia. If all Chaika's claims are to be believed, it would mean that current members of Russia's security services are under the command of Berezovsky. Quote, "Unfortunately, the level of corruption in Russia can bring many unpleasant surprises," unquote, said Gennady Gudkov, a former FSB colonel and now a member of the Duma's Security Committee. He was certain that the London-based exile was behind the killing. Quote, "My information and the information I have received from my colleagues leads me to believe that Berezovsky himself or people controlled by him are behind both this act and many acts of terrorism in Russia, including the 1999 Moscow apartment bombings and the Nord-Ost theater siege," unquote, he said. But others expressed heavy skepticism at the Berezovsky link. Quote, "We have no guarantees that the names of those who really ordered the killing and the names of those who will be accused of it will be the same," unquote, said a statement from Novaya Gazeta's editorial team posted on the newspaper's website. Quote, "It makes you wonder if we are dealing not only with an ordered killing, but with an ordered investigation too," said Yakovenko. Berezovsky did not comment. The source on this is the New Zealand Herald. This is reprinted in Chechnya. The Kavkaz Center in Chechnya sends this to me this morning, reprinted from the New Zealand Herald. Folks, what is behind this? I have my own ideas. I think Mark Len does too, in regard to who the finger ultimately points to. But it will be interesting to see how all of this plays out in the days ahead. But certainly when we look at the Politkovskaya killing and the Litvinenko killing and these other two murders that are mentioned here, and you know, you go back in the news and all of a sudden your memory is refreshed on these, the killing of Andrei Kozlov, the banker, and Forbes editor Paul Klebnikov, who was murdered in 2004, there have been a number of these circumstances that have taken place in that country in the last 3 years. What's going on over there and who's involved? It seems that it's a part of a larger struggle for who controls Russia. Who really controls Russia? That's all I'll say about that this morning. But what is the character of this struggle? And is the character of this struggle being accurately identified, accurately conveyed in the Western news media? Or is Mr. Putin receiving deliberately bad press from those who want to paint him in a particular light? We'll be watching this case ongoingly in the days ahead. It is certainly a very, very interesting post. It comes to us from the Kavkaz Center today in Chechnya, reprinting something that was given to them in turn by the New Zealand Herald. That's an interesting thing, isn't it, when you think about technology? This report begins in New Zealand. It winds up in Chechnya. Chechnya sends it to San Antonio, Texas. I'm now talking about it on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is beaming out throughout the entire world. It's kind of an interesting ping-pong ball that you can trace, going again from New Zealand to Chechnya to the Alamo City, San Antonio, and then subsequently for broadcast throughout the world on the part of the Republic Broadcasting Network. I never cease to be amazed by this technology. I don't understand the technology, even as I use it on a daily basis. That's what I hold out for each of you this morning. If you don't use a computer, and a computer is something that is great evil or great good, depending on how it's used. If it's used for the right reasons, I think it's a great tool. And when we think about this whole business of the dissemination of information and the way in which we have access to news stories and to spins on the news that never would have been possible a generation ago with a monolithic control of the American corporate media on the part of forces that we've already discussed from time to time on Mark Dankoff's America, guess what? There's a way around that. And the way around that is the very sort of thing that we looked at this morning. New Zealand to Chechnya, Chechnya to San Antonio, San Antonio to Round Rock, Texas, and the entire world via broadcast. That's how alternative views of the news get out there. We'll continue to watch it in the days ahead. We're going to go back a little bit to a story this morning in the minutes that we have before Father Martinez comes up. The Jewish Daily Forward has posted something which is now in their news serve. By the way, Pastor Dale Crowley reminds me that the Jewish Daily Forward is something that he looks at every day. I only look at it when I can stand it, and I say that somewhat facetiously. But it is something that really needs to be monitored by those of us who are involved in the truth movement on a daily basis. Therefore, I now have a subscription to the Jewish Daily Forward so I can keep a better look at what they're talking about and what they're saying to their own constituency. This is an important task, by the way, not to simply listen to and to read those sources that we agree with and that we trust, but to ongoingly monitor those that we don't trust, those that we know are controlled, those that we know are giving us false information. Why? Because we can read between the lines, we can weigh and consider, we can compare, we can evaluate, and it's a lot of fun to compare the bad sources with the good in terms of truth and to see the areas where on occasion they do say the same things, as well as to look at the areas where there's complete divergence and to understand what's behind the divergence. That's when we really begin to understand the news. And in the Jewish Daily Forward of August 30th, there is this post which we took a look at yesterday. I want to take a look at some of it again today. And it's entitled, "The Armenian Genocide Crisis Tests Tight Ties Between Turkey and Israel." This is the Jewish Daily Forward. And by the way, Mark Perlman's article for the Jewish Daily Forward is one that I have sent to Armenia. How did I do it? Well, I happen to have a source in Armenia, whose name I won't mention on the air, very fine person, whom I was introduced to several years ago by some Persian scholars that are based in various locations in the world, including Canada and Europe and the United States. This source has been asking me a lot of questions about my own perceptions about this controversy involving the Anti-Defamation League and Abe Foxman on the one hand, and those who believe that the United States Congress should formally say that it recognizes that the Ottoman massacre of Armenians during World War II was and is genocide. So I sent this person yesterday in Armenia via email post this article by Mark Perlman. Take a look at it, folks. It's very interesting reading because it gives us a bird's eye glance at how the Israeli lobby really operates and what its real agenda is. Perlman says that Turkish, Israeli, and American Jewish officials held frantic consultations in the past week in an effort to defuse a diplomatic crisis prompted by the Anti-Defamation League's recent description of the Ottoman massacre of Armenians during World War I as, quote, tantamount to genocide, unquote. That's an interesting quotation, isn't it? Tantamount to genocide. Is it tantamount to genocide, or is it simply genocide? Mr. Foxman is choosing his words very, very carefully here because he did something that has prompted him to scramble since. He did something that involves silencing someone or attempting to silence someone in his own organization who was trying apparently to do the right thing for a change. That person lost his job, later had to be brought back by Foxman as some of this stuff began to be made public. And in the wake of all of that, the Anti-Defamation League and Foxman have then been scrambling to cover themselves publicly so that their transparent agenda would be again obfuscated from view in regard to the average person in the United States and around the world. So there you have it. Turkish, Israeli, and American Jewish officials held frantic consultations in the past week in an effort to defuse a diplomatic crisis prompted by the ADL's recent description of the Ottoman massacre of Armenians during World War I as, quote, tantamount to genocide. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father Martinez presumably will join me in a few minutes from now. And then Joe Cortina will follow at 9 o'clock in the morning to discuss some of the issues that Joe's been working on. We're giving Mark Glenn a well-deserved break this morning for a couple of reasons. One, he's got a number of items to get worked on for AFP and for this upcoming No More Wars for Israel conference. And then, of course, we also have a situation where I've been wanting to get Joe Cortina back on this show. I've had Joe on a couple of times, and on the last occasion where I wanted to have him, I ended up not being live on that particular day because of an emergency, and I wanted to get back to Mark Glenn to say, hey, we've got to get Joe Cortina on. I made the commitment to have him on, and he's an important guy. Let's get him on. And Mark said, hey, how about tomorrow? We'll give him my segment. We were going to start out by giving Joe the 7 to 8 a.m. segment, but his time, that would have been an obscenely early hour, and early enough that it would have been a little bit brutal to ask him to get up for that. So I said, hey, I'll do news analysis for the first hour. We'll have Father Martinez an hour two, and then we'll bring up Cortina an hour three, if you'd like that, Mark. And Mark Glenn said, great. So that's what we're going to do this morning here in the next 2 hours on this show. Folks, this is that time of the broadcast where I ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is absolutely essential that we receive your help on an ongoing basis. If we are to help you and to help the world, we need your help. And so for Mr. Stattmiller and for all of the very fine hosts that John has put together for this network, we collectively and individually need your assistance. Please help us to the extent that your resources enable you to do so. You can contact us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can also support us by going to www.republicbroadcasting.org and contacting us with your gift in that fashion as well. We need you, and we need you now, and we need you on a regular basis, not simply with your gifts, and that's important that we receive financial assistance. We cannot continue without proper financial support. The same thing is true, however, of our support that we need from you in regard to prayer, in regard to moral support, and in regard to being our network out there. Tell your friends about us. Tell your church friends about us. Have your family members listen to us. And have them send on information to all of their contacts about this network. That's how we're going to get around Zionist and corporate-controlled media, is by means of the very process I have just mentioned here. Please avail yourselves of this opportunity to support the Republic Broadcasting Network and also to support the American Free Press. These fine people up there in Washington, D.C. are doing the same things in print journalism that RBN is doing when it comes to the radio waves. The American Free Press needs your support, folks. If you like reading Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Paul Craig Roberts and all the other fine folks that write for that newspaper, give them a call at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Get a subscription to AFP. Send them a gift. Buy one of their books from the book division. They need you, and so does RBN. We'll be back. This is Mark Ann, this is America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. With recent